Hey everybody, we are live. It's the live edition of Two Legs. It's Tom Hunyadi, it's Andy Nichols, and it's good to see you guys. We're taking a little bit of a breather this month, August, and but we're going to do a couple live chats here today and then one maybe the last week of August, but we got a, you know, some rest, much needed rest, and and yeah. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer still. And you know, I see a lot of rain out there everywhere, but I got nothing but sunshine out here.
Oh, we got rain here.
Yeah, we got rain here. Unbelievable. But yeah, nice shirt there, Andy. Oliver says.
Thank you, Oliver. And hey, everybody. Hi, Bill and Oliver and Hudson and everybody, thank you for popping on tonight. A little mid-August catch-up. Like Tom said, our channel's been so busy lately between the McCartney 321 review and the Harrison unboxing, and still doing our regular shows. And Tom and I, you know, obviously just managing life and stuff. We just needed to take a few weeks just to pump the brakes, but we wanted to catch up. And you know, 'cause there's been so much going on, Tom, with Talk More Talk. And they're still doing great shows too, and so it's just been a lot of stuff to dissect. And thank you everybody who supported us in the unboxing, which, you know, still happily sitting right over there.
He's right there.
Tom's in.
I'm still waiting on this damn crate. Robert, Daniel, Susan, Tony, Hudson. Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for being here. We'll wait a couple more minutes to see if other people show up. But yeah, it's just so frustrating because, you know, today. Oh, from the Philippines. Well,
hello.
Hello. Glad to see you from here. But I did get this in today. This is the splatter. Edition. So I'll open this up here in a second and show that nice green splatter on here.
Yeah, it's a nice one, yeah. Tom. I saw you post it nice, earlier on
yeah,
Instagram. Earlier.
Yeah, it was on nice. Instagram. Yeah.
But I have to say, our friend out there, and Tony, I just said he loves the 5-CD box. The content is great, but I have to agree with our friend and supporter, Matt Street. His video was tremendous about just the size of that thing. That's not a super deluxe box set. It's just not. And
No. I mean, you can see, because here it is. Here's the box right here where the five disc set is. You know, I bought this for a friend, so I'm gonna be mailing it off here soon. But I just want to make sure I get that crate first before I mail it off, because if I have to listen to this, I mean, I'm not gonna be happy about it. But anyways, it's so yeah. Come on,
underwhelming. This is how you do a super deluxe, okay?
The crate is the only place where you're going to get that, all that information. You're not getting it in the splatter, you know, you're not getting it in the five disc set. So, I mean, all that information is in the crate.
Do you think that all of the information, I personally believe as a music archivist, podcast or whatever, I think that the photographic content, the nice prints and stuff like that, the reproduction of the lyrics that are in here, leave that unique. But the information regarding the sessions and the notes, that should be universal across all
platforms. Agreed. Any kind of information regarding the song should be in every single variation.
Yes. That should be the information, because that's history.
Same with the two-disc set.
Right. That should be, yeah. That should be universal. Now, you want to talk about like these really super glossy, and Tom, you'll see this when you get your box.
Right.
The super glossy photos, the reproduction of the lyric sheets, just like we get in the McCartney archive. You want to leave that exclusive to this? Fine. Do it.
Agreed. And, you know, there's plenty of room in that five-disc set for that book to be like a nice heart, little hardcover. You know, you could have put a few more pages on there of information. And I mean, that's one of the first things I'm going to dig into is that book, you know, as soon as I get my crate. But
you got to do it. But one of the, so we're talking Harrison stuff tonight, but we're also, those of you that have followed our show and know that Tom got three Imagined. He didn't buy as many copies as he bought of McCartney 3. those of you that have been following the show know that I have not really was not a fan of it. I think it's oversaturation of the market, of the McCartney 3 product, of everything. So I was very, very lukewarm to listen to it. I didn't even buy it. And Tom was like, he's like, how do you feel about listening to Imagine, you know, Reimagined? And I'm like, I don't know. Thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I get your point on, you know, it's just it wasn't expected. It wasn't really needed. I mean, it was announced what 3 months after the fact that McCartney 3 comes out. It's, you know, I would much rather have seen like a deluxe McCartney 3 with maybe some other tracks that maybe he recorded during those sessions. I mean, that's what I think we were all expecting. You know, not that we might not still get something like that, but I don't think anybody was expecting a remix album.
No, not this soon.
Right.
Not but this anyways, soon at all.
Right. But anyways, so then we were getting videos, and then the audio version was dropped on April 16th. And then we just got the physical aspect of it a couple weeks ago. So I was just more like, you know, we should still talk about this because McCartney is still so much all over this.
He is. This
record, you know. So that being said, you know, we'll just talk about it, you know, for a couple minutes and just give our thoughts on these songs. And then after this, we'll talk a little bit more about the Harrison thing. We'll talk a little bit more about the Let It Be Tony Bramwell post and, you know, maybe something we can expect in those sets. But anyways, so again, I agree with you 100%. This was not needed. I did not want it, but again, here it is. We're fans of McCartney, you know. No. Of course, we had to buy it.
if it was just a straight up covers album and he wasn't involved with it at all, maybe we could have just done this to it. But because his imprint is all over it, it warrants a visit. And I'm glad I listened to it. Listen, I'm not really fond of the whole thing. A couple tracks I did really like, and I will go on the record and say I will buy one edition of this album on CD or vinyl. I mean, it got a CD, okay. Right?
Right. Yeah. So I mean, the thing is okay. Then we get the McCartney 3 in December, and then we also got the Ram Half Speed Master early this year. We got the McCartney 3 Imagine. We're still getting, you know, the second Hey Grand Dude book. We're still getting the lyrics book, and don't forget, I'll bet everything I own that we're still going to get a Wildlife Half Speed Master to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that. So more to come still.
Yeah, you got a little less than half the year left still and those half speed remasters tend to just drop very quietly. They just kind of you know, you get an email, Half Speed Remastering is coming out, and that's it. So Joe says he couldn't even bring himself to play. Joe, I felt very much the same as you, bud. And it took some coaxing from my co-host to say, you know, you should really listen to that album. You know, we do a Paul McCartney podcast. I'm like, fine. Fine. So the other morning I put it on streaming and I made it through just about everything. I did stop it with, I didn't listen to the whole 11 minutes of this Deep, Deep Feeling remix. That was a rough listen. Couldn't do that one. Had to stop it there. Sorry.
All right. So let's start with the first track, Find My Way, the back. I mean, we've heard it. We got the video for it. What were your thoughts on that?
The video was weird, creative. The song is probably one of the strongest songs on the whole album. I think this cover of this, I like it. I do like the cover of it. I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely Beck's got his stamp all over it. I would have preferred if Beck added his vocals to it, not necessarily Paul's vocals. I would have liked this if this was just Beck himself and nothing to do with Paul. But I do enjoy this one. Absolutely.
The overall feeling that I have about the record is that it's very Twin Freaks-ish, a lot of it.
A little bit, yes, I agree.
Some of it feels like it could have been a little bit of the Twin Freaks stuff.
Absolutely. Kiss of Venus. Now, this was I think this was the first video released for this release. Dominic Fike, he did a video for that as well.
Yep.
What did you think?
Let me look at my notes. Kiss of Venus. Awful. Awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
To be honest with you, you know, I actually have, it is growing on me a little bit. You know, Dominic's vocals are fine. He added some lyrics to it. So now it's written and composed by McCartney and Dominic Fike. So because of his added lyrics to it. So, it feels got that more hip hop feel to it. It's a grower for me, but I'm still not going to play this one that much as the others.
Got the funky, right. Got a little funky beat going through the whole thing.
Right, right. All right, Pretty Boys, featuring, how do you pronounce that? Bobin? Karubin? I don't know. never heard of this person or band or whatever. So, but this one, I actually really liked the beat and the bass line throughout this one. I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, this, didn't really like this one either. Did not like this one either.
Fine, that's fine. That's
listen,
fine.
You told me to be honest. You don't want me to sugarcoat.
No, I want you. No, and I will because there's crap on here too that I'll spew here when I get to it. Women and Wives, Saint Vincent, another artist I wasn't really aware of. I did pick up her new album earlier this year, and I think it's actually really really good. But again, it's you know, McCartney mostly. It's
mostly McCartney, so this was okay.
Right. And then you got, the St. Vincent, the band, they added their touches to it. And there is a really nice guitar solo, I think more on the second half of this that I did enjoy. This, other than that, it was okay.
This is a highlight. This is a good highlight because it's mostly Paul.
Okay? Yes, right.
It's a little funk. Again, very... very funky remix, kind of very, you know, mysterious where it's going. You don't really know, but I enjoyed this one. This one was not terrible.
Right. Deep Down, this is one of the lesser tracks on McCartney 3 proper. You know, this one was again, just okay for me. I did like... some of the backing, you know, sounded like some backward guitars going on throughout the track, which was kind of interesting. But other than that, you get a little added vocals from Devante Haynes, that's how you pronounce his name. But other than that, it was just a mediocre, part to this album.
What I found is that if it was a song I wasn't really too keen on the album proper, then I wasn't really going to like it on Imagined either. And right. I didn't like Deep Down on Imagined. And I don't like Deep Down the remix either. I like that I hear Paul. Hearings didn't do much for me. It doesn't sound too different. Doesn't sound much different either. Is Deep Down a rap or hip hop? Tony DeMeo asks. A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yep. Seize the Day featuring Phoebe Bridges. Now, this is one of three tracks that just featured these individual artists' vocals. So she provided the vocals on Seize the Day. Again, it was interesting. I liked the guitar playing throughout this one as well. And her voice was nice for this track. And I know you liked the song a lot. You know, on the proper album,
and this is the best for me. The best song on the whole album.
Oh wow, really?
Phoebe, I don't know who Phoebe Bridgers is, but boy, she delivered a great, great vocal on this track. That morning when I was telling you that I was listening to it, I think I played it three or four times in a row. Really, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Very cool.
And that this for me is like, okay, now this album is worth purchasing because it's just. If you've got a good song, and she's obviously got a good voice, so this is a really just a nice one, and it's just different, you know. When she starts to go into those verses, she sings it very softly, and then it builds again and goes into that whole big explosion of a chorus, which is just great, which is what the original does, which I really like that one,
right? Next up is sliding. Now, this one was a little frustrating for me. This is from EOB. This is from he's a guitar player from Radiohead. Also one of the people that McCartney interviewed during his, I think he did the back-to-back days where he interviewed a couple people who actually did remixes for this album on Instagram. And so it was interesting, the takes that he brought to this. But this was just, it just felt like it was sped up. And he added his guitar to it, and that's it. I mean, it was just really frustrating.
This is like if you were playing the album, right? The album properly, McCartney 3, sure. And you put it on 45 speed. This is what it would sound like. And
yeah,
to me, this is just laziness. This is laziness.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really find anything interesting to this except for maybe his added guitar licks to it, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah. Let's see here. After that was the first Longtail when
Damon Albarn remix.
Yeah, this guy was the lead singer of Blur. I don't know if that band is still together again. So yeah, I mean, as I was looking up these people, I noticed a couple of them. Kind of figured out who a couple of these people were. Again, it's just Damon, adds bass, guitar, synths, keyboards, drum machine to it. I mean, you get a little bit of McCartney's guitar playing, and a little bit of McCartney on here. But other than that, it's kind of interesting. I like the keyboard and the synths throughout this. That makes the only thing for me that makes this track interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. You hear like when it's in the middle of the song, it starts going with the little keyboards and stuff. Almost sounds like a video game.
Right.
It does. And I enjoyed the middle part of that just for that reason alone. Other than that, it didn't do too much for me, but I did like the instrumentation in the middle of the track.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Next up is Lavatory Lil. Now, this is by Josh Holm, who is from the Queens of Stone Age. And I actually got to meet this guy. So it was
cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool knowing that he was on this. Now, this was also featuring Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on drums. So, again, they did an okay version of this. Now, this one felt like they slowed it down a little bit. It wasn't as fast paced as McCartney did on McCartney 3 proper. Joseph, how you doing? Glad
thanks
for being here. And again, it's still not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not great, right?
Right. And Josh, his vocal approach on this, I didn't really care for either. But it's just really cool to see Chad Smith on here as well, because he is a really great drummer. And, I think a lot of people might know about his little drumming challenges that he does with Will Ferrell on those late night shows. So
classic.
Yeah. So, it's not mind blowing or anything like that.
No. And it's just a little bit slower than the original.
Right. Right. Right.
Then we have When Winter Comes.
Right. Paperback. I'll talk about that in a second. After we get done here, I'll tell you what the versions that I did get. When Winter Comes. Now, this is Anderson .Paak.
Yeah,
maybe if that's how you pronounce his name. Now he does just about everything.
Yeah, this was this I enjoyed.
Yeah. I mean, a nice beat. I like the drums throughout. I thought piano bit throughout, and then you add McCartney's
his vocal.
Yeah, his vocal, and that's and it's fine. I mean, this was one of the highlights for me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
This was again, the Twin Freaks thing. That's to me. This reeks of the Twin Freaks projects.
Right. Then now the reason why this ended up being a double album, you got Deep Deep Feeling, which is over 11 minutes long. And this was just, again, I mean, at first this was hard to listen to, just like the Deep Deep Feeling on McCartney 3 was, I mean, after maybe a couple more listens to this, I might appreciate it a little bit more. But I really didn't care for the keys that he did and the programming that he did throughout this. It wasn't really something that I enjoyed. However, you do hear a bit of Temporary Secretary throughout, which was a nice nice little addition to the song.
Yeah, I mean, 11 minutes. It's if you weren't really into the song on the album, which when we did our shows, a lot of people were not. When the album first came out, I know a lot of people were not really into Deep Deep Feeling.
Right,
I was one of them. I think it's a standout track on the album proper now, but this remix, I just couldn't get into it. And honestly, I really can't say too much because I stopped listening to it about 4 or 5 minutes into it. I just couldn't.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because it doesn't. I mean, it goes and then it stops. I mean, it goes into like 3 or 4 different directions, you know, throughout the song. So there, I give him a little credit. I mean, it is creative, but it just, again, it's just, to my ears, it's not very satisfying. I don't think they added anything special to this track. So yeah, it's even longer, CJ, than the original.
It is.
And now the piece that I just wish they had, this had nothing to do with this. This is the second Long Tail Winter Bird by Idris Elba. A lot of people know him as an actor. It's just grains. I mean, listening to this, I'm not a, you know, it's kind of almost like reggae rap in a way. If you listen to this, it's just didn't catch on to me at all. You know, new lyrics, and it sounds like it's Idris and Paul singing together on here, but I just could not get into this track at all.
Nope. Right with you, partner. If you can't get into something, then I know that's got to be because you pretty much are. There's not much that you don't like. So when you say you don't like something, I know you really don't like it.
Now, maybe after a couple more listens, I might change my tune, but at the moment, it's just not satisfying at all. No. And plus, I've never been the biggest reggae fan in the world. Even though we know McCartney is a huge reggae fan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just great. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Susan, it is different. It is different, but it's not for me. Unfortunately, but here's the CD that I did pick up. I also originally picked up the Splatter vinyl when it was first announced, and that sold out immediately. So I was fortunate enough to get that one, and that was going to be it. I was just going to get that, and then a CD. But then I went to my record store the day it came out on physical media, and then they had the exclusive gold, which was just for indies, the independent record store. So I did get that, and it's the same cover as this. I don't really care for this. I'm sure this is just a reimagined, McCartney 3 cover. I like the cover of the Splatter.
Can you show me a copy of the vinyl? Because I think when I take a trip somewhere soon,
which one
do you want? I think I might purchase one of those, Tom, when I'm out there.
Well, give me a second here. I'll show you. So here's the gold. Now the gold, like I said, was the same cover as the
double LP, right?
Double LP again because but not a gatefold.
Single pocket.
Again, because Deep Feeling was over 11 minutes, that's why this ended up being on double LP, you know. So there you go, that's your gold. So
very nice.
It was fine. And then Target ended up getting a silver edition. I mean, I think there ended up being like 8 different variations, not as many as McCartney 3 proper, but
what are the indie gold go for, Tom?
Oh, I think 30.
30? Okay. That's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Again, it's a double LP, so
right, single LPs usually go for 30 now, so.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Knock Knock, and that's great. Let's see, much more than the
15. But it's definitely, I'm glad that you challenged me to listen to it, even though I don't like much of it, but the very few parts that I do like are really good, and it's definitely worth getting. And thank you for convincing me, because I remember you I told you months ago, I'm like, screw this. I'm not doing it. I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to it. And you were like, and then you just kind of just gave me a little gentle push. And I said, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while, we have to give ourselves a little, you know, a little push to get excited about something.
Thank you, partner. I mean, I've been in gnome land here, so I really can't.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I've been swallowed up by gnomes and crates. So how can I devote time to a remix album?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's our look at McCartney 3. I'm sure I don't know how many times I'm going to listen to this, to be honest with you. Maybe while you're out here, we'll listen to it, you know, once.
I would skip it once, skip around or whatever. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day, right? You look at your music collection and we all have these rooms we're sitting in. It's like, Tom's got it. I've got it. Joe Mayo, anybody that's watching this likely has a room just that like same room that we're sitting in. It's like, how do you find the time to listen to it all? So.
Oh yeah, exactly. You know, on top of the, you know, the stuff we got to catch up on that we haven't listened to yet, you know, I'm sure you have stuff that, you know, maybe you listened to once that you want to listen to again. And, you know, that takes priority over this, you know, so.
It just does. It really does. So you want to dive back into the Whitlock stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about the Whitlock thing, because there was a little article written today about the Whitlock bashing the album, and it included Matthew Street in there, and it pretty much misquoted Matthew Street, and then a bunch of us pretty much wrote our comments telling this writer that, you know, he's pretty much an idiot and lazy. This Paul guy. I'll bring up the article here.
Yeah, sure.
So this is from Noise 11 is the name of the site. The guy's name is Paul Cashmere. And he's just writing about how, you know, Whitlock was bashing this, the vinyl remix, you know, and which we know. We know already that he's bashing the vinyl. But go ahead.
Listen, all due respect to Bobby Whitlock. He's a tremendous musician. I've enjoyed watching his videos. He seemed really enthusiastic about it because, you know, he was being included on it. Now, having said all that, the man was sent the remix on an email and got it. And he liked it, okay? The same remix that he was emailed is the same remix that he got on the vinyl. So I don't know what we're talking about. He was saying, that's terrible. Kids mixed it.
Yeah.
You liked the mix that you got on an email that the estate sent you, but you didn't like the vinyl. That does not jive.
Yeah.
That doesn't jive.
And then he got the vinyl. Yeah. And then just totally dissed it. So then this article, he talks about Whitlock just bashing it, you know, making it sounds like two high school kids did this. And then, you know, was we know Matthew Street did his little review on the 5-disc and said how flimsy and how disappointed he was of the package. Okay, so now taking those words out of context, he made it sound like Matt Street was agreeing to what Whitlock was saying, which he wasn't. He wasn't agreeing about the remix. Matt Street was just bashing the packaging. So
that's all Matt Street was talking about, the packaging. Right, of course. He said that. He goes, Matt said, hate the packaging, love the music. Right, Matt said that like 5 times. Yeah.
Exactly. So this guy's just a downright asshole or just careless. You know, the writer here. I'm not even gonna repeat his name because
what is it for some online site?
Exactly. A blog? Noise 11, it's called. Yeah,
Noise 11. Noise 11, something near and dear to our hearts that we're gonna go running to go read tomorrow. Get the frick out of here.
Right. So I did listen to the LP today. I listened to the splatter, and you know, I just found besides the normal snap crackle pops you get. You know, I wasn't disappointed with it. You know, and you listened to the vinyl as well.
Multiple times. I am in love with the remix. I absolutely think it's tremendous. I think the whole thing is great. It's funny. Ken Michaels always talks about when he gets these box sets, he dives right into the exclusive stuff. And that's what we hardcore fans, we want to hear the new stuff that we haven't heard before. Right. And there's so much of it. You've got 3 CDs worth to dive into it, two day demos and then an outtakes and they're great. And I've just listened to them again, but the remix is so good that it's with this release, I find myself going back to the album proper because you're hearing things that you've never heard before. Listen to the Ballad of Sir, let it roll. Sir Frankie Crisp.
Chris, you hear that the Mel Evans doing the Sir Frankie Crisp is, you know, in the background that was buried all those years.
I never heard that ever.
Right. So now it's actually brought up a little bit to where you can actually hear it.
You know, yeah. So you know, the other stuff that's on there, like the some of the other, like the demos and stuff are just really great. Like that the Wedding Bells are breaking up that one. Right. That was great. Was that other one that he did too?
I haven't listened to any of that yet because I haven't got I haven't gotten my crate yet.
Oh, right. Going down to the Golders Green, that was a good track too. Yeah. So
how complete was Beautiful Girl? I mean, was it pretty well?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Realized
for a demo for a guitar, okay. For an acoustic demo. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. That's one of the tracks I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. Susan, who knows what equipment Bobby was listening to for the files for the LP. I'm sure he hated the LP so much. I'm assuming he has a great. Yeah. You know, you feel bad for a guy like that. It's like, but now the videos are down. Everything's
all
down.
All those videos, everything that involving him talking about All Things Must Pass, it appears to be taken down.
Interesting.
Yeah. So either they're trying to silence him, either they don't want any negative feedback from a person that was actually playing on the album, you know.
One of the criticisms I read that were on the pro Whitlock side was, okay, you've got Olivia and Danny that are basically handled, that's George's estate,
right?
And they're the ones overseeing this release, and they weren't even around when this album was made. But that's factually accurate, but they're the estate, you know. That's how it is. Like, you know, so I know that Danny went to Eric Clapton to verify some stuff, you know, for the release, and I think he did. But I mean, I understand that they weren't there then. Well, Danny wasn't even born and Olivia wasn't around yet on the scene. Right. So you've got these guys who are like, well, they weren't there, they don't really know, but that's what the estate is entrusted with doing, and that's what you know. And I think by and large the fans approve of it too. I really do.
Oh yeah. So Monday night, while we're doing Talk More Talk, talking to our buddies Ken Womack and Jason Krupa, who authored the book, and they're pretty much say that he was there for the most part for the whole thing, you know, Whitlock, and he had a lot of input into the album, which we know, but I don't understand why. You know, the need to continue this. You know, he did his video saying, you know, what he did. Okay, and then there was like another one and another one. And it ended up being really annoying after a while.
It did. It was like, oh, it was like, as the world turns, what's he going to say next? You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the Coco lady, his girlfriend, whatever. Right. I mean, you know, just like kind of egging him on the whole time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's what it was. I mean, a lot of it was just like, you know, him getting wound up. Remember those old wound up cars that you needed to. Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know.
So she's sitting there egging him on going, oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. What do you think the guy's going to say? You know, come on.
Listen, I'm for the guy. I mean, I want he deserves credit for what he did on that album. I'm not saying that at all. You know, I'm just more or less. When you watch those videos, it's just, you know, why does Coco need to be involved? Just do, you know, you do the video. I mean, what is she going to bring to this that you can't do by yourself? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So. David, they'll probably distance themselves from Bobby after this, which is a shame. And and that lithograph that Klaus drew, you know, at first, you know, it said Bobby on there. We thought Bobby Whitlock was on there. He's not. That was Bobby Keys. Right. So you know, that's, what does that say? I mean, if Klaus can't put Bobby Whitlock on that, and you know, during in that illustration, what does that say?
But yeah, that was a good chat you had with those two guys, with Ken and Jason.
Thanks.
And
yeah, it was great
getting and then talking about the Phil Collins story and the joke and all that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday, we got a Facebook post from who? Tony Bramwell, right?
Tony Bramwell, the old PR guy. Yeah.
Yeah, the old PR guy is stating that we are going to get a 5-disc Let It Be, Get Back, whatever it's going to be called, on October 15th. You know, a little bit more than pretty much a month and a half before the premiere of Get Back on Disney Plus. So 5-disc, what are you expecting?
Probably I would expect a very neat, organized thing of those January sessions, those 21 days in a neatly presented way without all the crap. And, you know, I would expect a kind of chronological from January, whatever that first day is they went in, January 2nd, I think it was. Right. And, you know, a little bit, you know, the jamming, maybe some of the early, like a Harrison tune, maybe a McCartney tune, maybe. Right. And probably just all the sessions in a stripped down way, they were. Right. My thing is, I just want it to be presented chronologically in order and neat, because you've got the 83 CD set, your cousin has it. There's loads of stuff out there now. There's a really, really cool bootleg called Niagara Gold, which condenses, which takes the best of all that stuff into like two or three CDs. Okay. That's really worth recommend listing. And if it was something like on that level that gives you the best of the best, then I would be happy with that.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, besides the remix CD
of
the proper album, you know, there is talk about a Glenn Johns mix, you know, getting on there. You probably get a Blu-ray as well in there, so that's going to leave you what, 2 discs then of, you know, demos, outtakes, maybe the whole concert, on one CD. What was that, 20 minutes or so? But you know, how is it going to be presented? I mean, is this going to be in the $100 range or whatnot? You're probably going to have a big, nice, big, elaborate book like we got with the last three, box sets, But the weird thing is why is this being released, you know, like 6 weeks before
it's a rumor, listen, Tony Bramwell was a well-connected guy, and you know, I know he's over there in Liverpool still, so he might have an inside track still, so we'll see. It's such a weird, I mean, I guess COVID messed all this up too. I mean, All Things Must Pass, 50th comes out this year, it should have came out last year. Let It Be, as we know, gets delayed, so you were getting all this stuff like a year after we should have gotten it, really, you know?
Right. Well, that's the thing. They've been sitting on this for well over a year or more. You know, why not just get it out there? You know, let us digest the music, and then we'll, you know, get into the video aspect of it.
Would you like the film first, digest that, and then go into the music, or the other way around, the way it's supposed to be? How do you,
or either, everything either
at
or.
Once, or everything?
No,
at once.
I don't want everything at once, to be honest with you. I'm like, one or the other. Give me something, and then a month later, give me the other.
Anthology was that way, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, so I'm fine if it's this way or the other way. I'm fine with it. Give me one first. Let me, you know, mess around with that, and then the other. So, you know, there's no need to have it all at once, I don't think, really.
Yeah. It's already out.
Thanks.
It's already out.
That's funny. Yeah.
David, what'd David say here? Yeah, the copyright dump. Yeah, that's which is a big thing now, right? They do a copyright dump to get it all out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know.
But so, you know, I who knows if we're gonna get some of the Commonwealth or the white power stuff. I mean it'll be interesting to see if we get some stuff that might be a little controversial these days. Oh, I love it.
Damn, Ethan, you missed it. Where you been?
That rock you're living under, man, it must be
must be
pretty deep.
Yeah, so that, you know, listen, you know, between that, the lyrics book, the film, you know, a lot of activity for a very busy Beatle.
Oh, that's true. You're going to get another book separate from the box set.
Yep.
Yeah. So, wow.
Which I think didn't you and I pre-order that on Amazon over a year ago?
Yep. Oh yeah.
August of 2020 that pre-order came out.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, looking for that. So there's still plenty to come. Keep those, you know, those credit cards. Try to, you know, pay them off as quickly as you can.
God almighty.
Right.
And I'll go into a little bit of a side thing. We talked about this when we were texting. I mean, right. And I don't know, you know, it's just, there's been so much in the last couple of years. Space that shit out.
See, and that's another thing too, is because, you know, for a long time we were bitching about not getting anything.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, here's 10 projects in 3 years. Right. The Beatles, Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison, and Ringo.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I yearn for the anthology days where, like, that was the release of the decade, and it was so celebrated, it was done so well, three two CDs, and then, you know, you had, but that was just, and then it's like, you know, basically, once the 50th hit, whatever it was, the 2014, when they got the box set, once that hit, it was like game on. The reissue.
Well, I mean, I think it pretty much started with the 2010 Band on the Run reissue. You know, can,
well,
the,
yeah,
the finally started snow. You know, it's that snowball effect. You know, you're up on the hill, and then as it's rolling down, it's just gathering more and more. You know,
everything, but even in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been a lot. I mean, just go, like I said, go from 2018, okay, Egypt Station, White, the Egypt Station, box set, White Album, Abbey Road in 2019,
you're forgetting Wildlife in Red Rose Speedway, box
and
set,
that, you know, 2018 also.
Right. Yep, and then we also got a, you know, tomorrow Ringo's making an announcement that's going to be for his second EP of the year. Probably coming out in October, November, who knows when. So
that one was called Zoom In, Zoom Out. So is he going to call this one, like, I don't know, Google Meet In, Google Meet Out? I don't know.
Anyways, but this is, you know, still early phases. I still expect the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. I mean, especially now that the Lennon camp is now embracing the 50th anniversary stuff. We can expect the New York one to come out next year.
In New York City. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, talk about revision. Are they going to release that album with all warts and all, or are they going to? You know, it's 2021
I would
now.
Think so. I would think so. You know, I mean, they didn't include Niggers the Woman of the World on the Give Me Some Truth box set, which I was kind of surprised by.
No, they did not. I'm telling you. Yeah. Watch for backlash when that album comes out.
Maybe. But then again, you know, these people that, you know, don't do research, I mean, they're just going to get mud in their face, you know. Anyways, but yeah, so still, more masks to come.
Masks on, masks off. I like that. Yeah. David, absolutely. Got to say, the Lennon camp offers most bang for the buck. They do it right. They really do.
Yeah, and it's a nice size box. You know, everything is in there and nice. You still get a decent size. You get a decent book in the box, much better than the All Things Must Pass book was in that little five, you know, the box that we talked about already. Oh man.
How can I complain? Because it's a lot too, because there's not enough time to digest these releases. I mean, there's so much music when you're like Tom and I, we're like these passionate music fans. We spend hundreds of hours trying to do this, do a podcast, live life and do everything. And you've got all this stuff and it's great stuff and we buy it all. But I feel a lot of times we buy it, we play it once, we throw it on the shelf. You know, I mean, how many times in the day can you go back and listen to it? Whereas with the anthology, granted, I was younger, it was 25 years ago. That was like the holy grail for me. It was like, that was it. That was the end game. And it stood on its own for a while. It was allowed to breathe. Now, mm-hmm. Abbey Road box set, White Album box set, Wildlife, Red Rose Speedway, McCartney 3, All Things Must Pass, Imagine, Plastic Ono Band, non-stop. It's non-stop. And listen, we love the content. We love getting it. listen, because if we weren't getting it, we'd be angry that we're not getting it. So I right. understand where people are like, how could you be so? It's, we're getting everything. It's just how I feel.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Okay. Now with the Uber set did not sell out. They still have it available. So does this mean that they don't go as elaborate for the next set, which will probably be a concert for Bangladesh, because they did say they were going to do an anniversary for that too.
Yes. One-to-one show should be included in that box set of sometime in New York City. I agree, David.
Agreed.
It should be. It absolutely should be. Oliver, I have not pre-ordered the new Yes album.
See, and that's the other thing, too, because with these releases, we're a fan of other music as well. So this competes with that all that other music that we love is you know.
Yeah, Tom is a huge Kiss. Tom loves Kiss, and he's into all kinds of music. I love The Who. I love Yes. I mean, so how do you know, and all the other, you know, we don't just listen to Beatles music. You know, we listen to lots of other stuff. So, no, I have not pre-ordered it because I'm not really a fan of the new lineup of Yes these days. So, no, I have not. But I will be seeing John Anderson in a few weeks in New York, and I'm looking forward to that concert.
Very cool. Very cool. Glad you're getting to go to a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, again, there's, CSNY Deja Vu. I did that, get that.
Tom and I got that box set as well. The Beach Boys box set's coming out at the end in September. Feel Flows. Right. That's going to be a great box set. So that's coming. So there's so much music and all these crazy sets of 5 and 6 discs of all this material. Right. You have a life to live and things to do. You know, how do you have the time to just go through it all and really, really analyze it and study it before something else is, oh, here's another 6 set, you know, go for it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I got the Prince, the new Prince album. Yep. I only got to listen to that in passing. I really didn't get a chance to, you know, sit there and focus on it, and listen to it proper. So, you know, that's another thing that, you know, is competing for my time as well. And you know what a big movie buff I am, so I got like movies that I need to catch up on as well.
Music is one thing, but you're such a movie buff. You have like the collection of films, man. So it's a lot of time. Yeah, I definitely agree with you there, my co-host of Anything But the Beatles. The Who sell out is definitely, I think it's up there. Mm. It's up there. I don't know if it's been the best, but it's up there.
So what do you think the chances that we get a McCartney archive this year?
Zero. I don't think we're going to get one this year.
I want to believe that. I do want to believe that. I think the lyrics book comes out in November. We got the Let It Be in October.
You'll get the Hairspeed in December.
We'll get that in December. Absolutely.
But because he's going to channel so much of his energy into the film and the release and the Get Back project, I can't see him, his teams going, you know, oh, let's do the London Town Back to the Egg, you know, Uber thing. I can't see that happening.
Right.
Who knows?
But any chance of the archive going past Flaming Pie? I think so.
I know we've talked about this before
about it ending with Flaming Pie because of the whole Linda situation. That's where kind of where the story, you know, the Paul and Linda story kind of ends, right, you know, with that album. And right. You know, there's a theory going out that could be it right there. I wouldn't mind. I mean, more stuff. I mean, look at all the stuff that we, you know, all those bonus tracks from Chaos and Creation.
Sure.
You know, that'd be great if it was all on one, you know, box set. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind if we got archives sets for every McCartney record. The chances of it, I mean, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? We'll take it, but I think it's unlikely.
Right.
I think it's unlikely. Yes, we will, Ollie. We will get to it. We will get to it. We will get to the Beach Boys Love You on forever. We will. Okay. Again, multiple podcasts. Tom's on Talk More Talk. Does Two Legs. You know, has his life to live and everything else and music. And I have the same thing. So we will get around to it because it's such a funky album and it's so good.
Yeah. So you know, paperback podcasting. I would say. Early next year, let's get back to the archives. Let's focus on, because one, they're next year, In 2022, there was no McCartney albums to celebrate a 50th anniversary, so we won't get any Half Speed Masters next year. I mean, it would be cool if he did like a Wings single box set to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Yeah. For Give Ireland Back to the Irish,
That would be cool. Here's all the singles that were came out 50 years ago. That would be cool.
Right, exactly. However, you know, I say next year is a better chance that we get Back to the Egg, London Town, and then the big deluxe set, just like we did with 71 to 73.
Yeah. Yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
But that's very, it. Very that's good. Yeah. Just a little catch up. Little catch up on a mid August. Rainy night here on the East Coast.
Yeah, those Funny B-sides are really great, Tony, on Chaos. And, you know, you have to get the CD singles, I think, to get those.
You do.
Those B-sides, you know. Obviously, there was only two singles for Chaos. It was Jenny Wren and Fine Line. So you did get... you know, the two B-sides on those, but other than that, the other ones, Falling Down. I Want You to Fly, I think. Yeah. The other one. Yeah. Yeah. Pac said, so it's three singles, Ethan. It'll be three singles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a nice little
lamb. Put a nice little lamb on the cover of it for Mary Had a Little Lamb. That'd be nice. Nice.
A little moon for Sea Moon. Yeah. You know, some L, joints for high.
L7 is like a square, it's like a box, right?
Right. So. Yeah. Anyways, so hopefully we'll be live again by the last week of August. We got some friends coming on to do kind of like a picture sleeve 45s from around the world. You'll show off like a bunch of picture sleeves of the same single, and then you will see them. The sleeves were different from all around the world. So looking forward to doing that with some friends. And other than that, we'll have some new shows coming up in September. Again, as we just take this break, you know, and it's nice, you know, break is good.
Yes.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
It's up there. You know it.
Listen, we've got some plans about something like that. We're going to do a new series. We got a couple new series in mind for live shows in the future, and which I think are going to be a lot of fun. We're going to like show off some other music that we like in a different series. And then we're going to do a whole nother series of McCartney related shows as well here in the months to come. So a lot of live stuff still to go for Two Legs. So thank you all for being here. It was great to see you all again. And Andy, you know, I'm still jealous because you got the crate and I don't yet. But
the one time I get something before the almighty Hunyadi, Jesus, let me bow. The guy has a stroke and starts texting me, "You're getting it. Blah, 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 blah. How are you getting it?" The guy gets everything. The guy wakes up at 1 a.m. and waits online in record stores on the 8 record stores days a year with his wife. He goes here. He goes to 88 record stores in Phoenix. He buys everything under the sun. I get one thing ahead of him, and the guy has a meltdown.
Yeah.
Love you. Yeah. Love you, partner.
Yeah,
you.
I know. That's fine. Oh, thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. Oh, no, kid. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, kid.
Oh, what did kid say?
Yeah.
Kid, my new nickname. You got to keep that nickname in check, please, Queen.
Oh no.
Yeah. Thank you. Was this Jim? Thank you very much, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Really, that means a lot.
Most groups they don't get you're right. Most groups that means that's a good song. Most groups don't get the treatment where the individual members get deluxe treatments. Well, and then the group too. It really does.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I have seen that Keith Richards, his solo stuff has gotten some deluxe treatment.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, the Beatles and you know, they're it's special, man. It's magic.
It is. We just it's Tony, we're gonna do that. I promise.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna do one.
Yep.
We are gonna do one on that album. So
it's coming. So, again, have you heard about the controversy of the Target? Yes. Okay. So it's this Target thing with All Things Must Pass. There's a red sticker on there, exclusive. I guess they were supposed to have stickers in there, and then nobody got stickers in there. So there was a little controversy over this.
The Target exclusive
was supposed to feature stickers in their version.
Oh.
And nobody got any stickers, I don't think.
Well, I'm sure they slapped plenty of those Target stickers all over it, though.
Yeah, there's Ringo-Rama. Lucas, no stickers. Lucas. You got one and no stickers.
Hey, Lucas, good to see you, man. Thanks for hopping on, brother.
Yeah, so who knows? But anyways, again, thank you all for being here. We really appreciate it. We'll see you again, hopefully, the last week of August. And keep on enjoying your summer. Hopefully, it's going well with
one or two surprises maybe thrown in between then and there.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see a lot sooner before the end of the month, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, all right, everybody, take care. Andy, good seeing you, my friend. And thanks for showing up. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.